This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are battling U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants across Gaza after expanding their ground offensive to its second-largest city, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory it's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several Palestinians were killed and several others injured on Wednesday in an Israeli bombardment of a house in Rafah, a city in Gaza's far south near the border with Egypt, according to Palestinian medical sources. Reuters footage showed several bodies and injured people, one man with both legs cut off below his knees being carried away from the scene as people searched through rubble with their bare hands. The building was on fire following the strike and the side of the structure completely destroyed. Officials in Nigeria say at least 85 civilians were killed when a military drone mistakenly targeted a religious gathering in the country's northwest. At least 66 people were injured in the attack Sunday in Kaduna State. Nigeria's army chief visited the affected village Tuesday and apologized for the strike that he said killed innocent civilians based on a wrong analysis. The president has ordered an investigation into the latest of a series of failed aerial assaults in the conflict zone. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday formally determined that warring parties in Sudan committed war crimes, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, as Washington increases pressure on the army and paramilitary rapid support forces to end fighting that has caused a humanitarian crisis. Washington also determined the RSF and allied militias committed crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing, Blinken said in a statement. The fighting, which broke out in mid-April, has displaced more than 6.5 million people inside and outside Sudan, killed more than 10,000, and decimated the economy. The United States is charging four Russian-affiliated soldiers with war crimes for what American prosecutors describe as the heinous abuse of a U.S. citizen following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February last year. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
The charges are the first ever under the nearly 30-year-old U.S. war crime statute and detail the abduction and torture of an American living in the southern Ukrainian village of Molovi when Russian forces moved in.
Tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him with their feet, their fists, and the stocks of their guns.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the four defendants include two commanders and two lower-level soldiers affiliated with either the Russian armed forces or the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, and that they even conducted a mock execution. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is again urging Congress to approve tens of billions of dollars in more aid for Ukraine, saying it simply cannot wait, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's stunning that we've gotten to this point in the first place.
The president says the U.S. has run out of money to keep helping Ukraine fight Vladimir Putin's Russians, and Kyiv will suffer if the GOP does not authorize more aid.
Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for.
The president's aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs faces stiff resistance on Capitol Hill, with some Republicans insisting on big border policy changes in exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Las Vegas police on Wednesday say they responded to reports of an active shooter on the local campus of the University of Nevada, where there appeared to be multiple victims, and then reported the suspect was deceased. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, in a statement posted to the social media platform X, did not elaborate on the circumstances of the incident or status of the victims, but urged residents to avoid the area. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.